Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
From picking art to buying frames and learning how to hang them, our home squad are here today to help you make the most of artwork in your home. Jenny Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist and former winner of Home of the Year, and Roisin Lafferty, founder and creative director of Roisin Lafferty, are both with me to answer your questions. How are we?
Wonderful.
Like, I wish that I had an issue with making artwork in my home because in the first place, it is so expensive, Roisin.
It's an investment and it comes with you wherever you are and works in rentals as well.
Yeah, so we should invest in art.
I think so, but at the same time, you don't have to spend a fortune to get something impactful. It's about getting the right piece for the room.
Really? Okay, yeah. So what are we looking for?
I think you want to really love it. Okay, art is the most subjective thing, and then play with scale. So you could have a really, really plain room, really plain furniture, not want to invest in that, and just have some wow, oversized, maybe blown up photograph, whether it's a print or a piece of art. Also, wall sculptures are my favourite texture and movement and things.
What about you, Jenny?
I'm totally at Roisin. I think it really has to speak to you. And while it doesn't have to be expensive, it's kind of like jewellery. Like, an artist puts huge amount of time and effort, and that's what you're buying when you buy art. Of course, there's also prints and there's things like that. It doesn't have to be expensive. But I think it's very subjective. I think if you over-regulate it and try to get it right, then you miss the whole point of just making it work for you and making you feel something in your home. But I do think there's some really straightforward guidelines, and if you stick to those, then it's always going to work.
So what are those guidelines?
There's a couple that I find work for me. One is, I 100% agree with Roisin, go for large because it makes an impact. The general rule of thumb is, the available space that you have, try to fill about 60 to 70% of that. And I know that sounds huge.
Oh.
But if you have a wall that's, you know, completely empty and you just put a small picture on it or something that's too small, it's going to shrink down the entire space and make it all feel, you know, strangely more.
So that's what I do.
Cramped.
I have scale, definitely far too paintings that are far too small.
You've got to go bigger than you think.
Scale in Ireland is actually a really funny thing because so many of the galleries and stuff, they're very small. And I think it's because people tend to play it safe. So they're then responding to their market. But oversized is the way. One trick that actually an art collector client taught me, is to actually paint a larger square behind the artwork. So you could say the artwork is smaller than you would like, but choose a pronounced colour from it and paint a larger square. This was one of my first residential jobs, and it's so effective and it's very graphic, especially if you're being kind of bold with colour.
So pick a colour from the painting and paint a square around the picture.
Yeah, and it almost makes the art piece sing. It just kind of really pronounces it. And if you already have art, say, that you love, but it's too small, try it.
You could even like put a wall cladding around that or something, like some type of paneling. That
so nearly like an extended frame or something.
Exactly. Okay. You know, sometimes the mount on a piece of art, sometimes having that bigger and actually the art itself is small is the key.
What else have you in your guidelines before
so
we get to
the other
listener
thing
questions?
Is, if you're thinking about mixing and matching, or you're putting together, maybe it's a gallery wall. So maybe you have one piece of art and it's nowhere near 60 to 70% of the available space and you don't want to paint your wall. Of course, you can add a few different prints together, and it's thinking about the outline of that, the overall outline. So, you know, I actually like gallery walls. I think they look really nice. I love walking into someone's house and seeing lots of pictures and memories and things like that. It makes it a home. So thinking about the overall outline of that, that can take up 60-70%. That's a good one too.
087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp number. Send your questions in for Roisin and Jenny. This listener says they stupidly bought a gorgeous print a few years ago that's quite large and not a standard size. They've asked a couple of framers about it. They've now quoted me over £100 to frame it. What would your guests really advise me about trying to trim it down myself to fit a more standard size?
I would say not to do that. Like, realistically, yes, framing is expensive and getting it right is important. Think of it as an investment. It's going to last. You can have the piece up. I would not compromise the piece of art by cutting it. You could regret that. If there's a signature or even a stamp or an edition number or anything, you risk losing that. Getting it framed professionally is recommended.
I sort of did a very slight, small trim job on a print previously and I've ruined it. So my advice to that listener is do not touch. This texter says they'd love to do a gallery wall, but when they see them on Instagram in people's houses, they always have really cool and varied prints. I can never find any. So any tips?
There's lots of good places. What I'd say about art is collect as you go along. Definitely. When you're traveling, pick up pieces and build it over time. Definitely. There's lots of good places online. I know April and the Bear does lovely prints. I love Stony Road Press, Saul Art Gallery. There's lots of good ones, but there are also lots online. And also, if you do take good photographs, like, you can easily get someone, if you don't have Photoshop yourself, to tweak it, change the tone. It's really nice to bring your own travel, your own experiences to the walls too.
Jenny, where do you suggest people look?
I love Saatchi. Saatchi Online, it's a female-owned gallery, and they have a huge range of art, like lots of different price ranges there. If you're looking for fairly simple prints, you know, mass-produced, Decennio is really good. They have lots and lots up there and you can buy online. And then after that, I'm totally with you. I think buy as you go, and you know, associating meaning to pieces is really nice.
I actually love now, whenever I'm away somewhere, picking up something, not something, but it's always a print. Like, I think I have one painting in my house that was actually a present that somebody got for me when I bought the house, because I don't think I could really afford to buy real proper art, but I do collect prints, and I like to get ones that you nearly can't tell where they're from.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Photography galleries are my obsession. So okay. Like Marrakesh, I remember I went to, they have a photography gallery, and it's old portraits, black and white, and it just is so beautiful. It doesn't matter where you put it. It has atmosphere. Don't worry if it doesn't make sense. If you're drawn to it, go with it.
This texter says, I'd love to buy art. I've no idea where to start. I don't know about budgets or sizes. Any tips on where I should begin?
I think go and see it in person, first of all, because it's really hard to really get a sense of the colour and the texture. I think texture is really important when you're talking about art as well. So go anywhere that's local to you. I mean, just look up galleries. You know, upstairs in Stephen's Green is a really popular place, or around Merrion Square.
Solomon Art Gallery is right beside here as well. Yeah, the texture, the depth, the colour, even sometimes the printed paper, you know, if it's a ripped edge or something, you don't get that in a picture online. You're totally right. Yeah.
And then Jam Art Factory, if you're in Dublin,
they
have really fabulous prints. You know, if you're looking for something not necessarily hand painted or a different texture, they just have really, really cool stuff there. I love it. It's a great place to start.
This listener is like me. Their house is full of prints, but they want to upgrade to proper artwork. And I'm looking for suggestions on where to begin.
I love Saul Art Gallery. We get from them a lot. And why is because the scale.
Okay.
So they have big scale and they are reasonable, you know, to like to get started. But in general, there's Ruthie Ashenhurst is an artist locally. Look up Irish artists, because a lot of them, you know, have pieces in their own homes or have small galleries themselves. Like, there's so much, but it needs to be your style.
When does it become too much, Jenny, in the room?
Do you mean overwhelming?
Yeah, well, like, so I'm trying to think now, in my sitting room, I have about two pictures. I have two paintings, actually.
Well, that's not enough.
No, it's not.
I mean, I think sticking to that rough guideline of 60 to 70% of the available space, I always love in a room just keeping one wall totally blank as well, even if it's a small room.
Yeah.
Because that juxtaposition is really important, and you don't, you know, every inch cluttered. It's a certain look. If that's for you, that's fine. But not everybody likes that. So keeping one wall free and then 60 to 70% of the available space of other walls is about the right balance.
Now, this listener wants to invest in art. I'm wondering what kind of art is worth investing in, and how do I know what is a good piece and if it's worth the money?
Gormley's is brilliant for that. Like, if it's more of an investor type thing, they would have kind of really, really well established artists, and they would be able to tell you about the resale value. So do go to kind of galleries that have expertise. Obviously, up and coming artists are maybe more risky if that's what you're going with. So kind of going with more the established, well-known artists is safer from an investment perspective if you're planning on selling it in a short period of time.
What kind of art or prints have you, Jenny, in the house?
I have a bunch of different Irish ones that I picked up at various places. One at Gormley's, and actually shout out to Gormley's. They have an exhibition that's ending today, I think, in Charlemont Place, which is well worth checking out. Loads of really great things there, and you can get talking to the people who are there. I have a beautiful piece that draws everyone's eye in from Tina Reid. She's an Irish artist. Shout out to her.
I'm writing down all of these names, by the way. As you
another shout out where I bought that one is at the Ideal Homes exhibition, which is on this weekend. And also, personal plug, I'll be on stage at 11:15 tomorrow. But at the Ideal Homes, they have a lot of Irish artists who display their work there. And that's a great place.
Lovely.
It's on all weekend in the RDS. So go and have a look there and see what speaks to you.
If we're doing shout outs, Jan Cools is someone who used to work with me and a dear friend. And oh my goodness, his art is so beautiful. If you want that overscaled, atmospheric, oversized, light movement.
Yeah. Listener says, can you return art if it doesn't suit your house? Oh, can you?
No.
I wouldn't have
thought
so.
The thing is, again, if it's an investment piece, you can sell it on to another gallery, but I wouldn't take it as a given.
I know it sounds kind of odd, but sometimes I see these things that are beautiful and then they often just don't suit my house, says this listener. See, that's how do you know if it's going to fit? Not fit, I mean, in size, but actually suit the room. So there is a little bit of a chance you take with
that. I think I just don't worry too much about that. And I also think if you have something that isn't going, try to marry it with something else. Like one thing I really love that I have over my dining space is those little picture shelves, your really, really narrow shelves.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's brilliant because you can swap and you can mix and you can match. And, you know, if I were to just put one piece of art on that wall, it might not go with my room. But if I have four